In Zimbabwe, President Robert Mugabe this weekend is making preparations to reopen parliament on Tuesday. There are fears in the country that the power-sharing talks with opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai are officially over, without a deal that many people feel is needed to save the country from economic collapse. From Harare, Bev Clark, the Kubanatan Trust of Zimbabwe, told us about the latest developments on the ground.
I'd say people in Zimbabwe at the moment are feeling really, really desperate. The rate of inflation has just gone completely mad. Children can't go to school anymore. To afford the basics is really difficult. Every day you'll see absolutely long queues at banks with people waiting to withdraw a very paltry amount, which probably would be the equivalent of about $5 or something like that. And in terms of the opening of parliament, a lot of Zimbabweans are very against this because it completely flouts the terms of the memorandum of understanding between all parties. And I think it's another way that Mugabe is basically putting pressure on the MDC and testing the MDC to see whether they're actually strong enough to withstand the bullying that Mugabe does. One thing is very clear. Zimbabweans know who won the election, and they want Morgan Tsvangirai to have much more power than Mugabe is offering him in terms of a negotiated settlement. And in real terms, I think the general feeling is that a negotiated settlement is an unpopular idea and is basically Mugabe's way of clinging on to power.